Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, July 3rd. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. Gas prices jumped higher ahead of the July 4th weekend. On the week, a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline is up about a nickel on average after weeks of declines, according to AAA. Adding to that, the latest round of gas tax increases took effect Monday. Right now, a gallon of unleaded gasoline costs about $2.40 in South Carolina. It's a challenging day for residents sensitive to poor air quality or extreme heat. A code orange alert for poor air quality has been issued for the Midlands, and a heat advisory continues for the PD region through early this evening. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman says those same difficult conditions may reappear tomorrow, but that we may also need to keep an eye to the sky prior to fireworks time.
The heat index will once again top 100 in most areas, possibly even reaching 110 in a few spots east of I-95. The air quality could also be poor again across the Midlands area, at least prior to any storms that may form.
And those storms, Jeff adds, could be quite strong.
There will be some intense cells developing in the afternoon hours across the Midlands, which will then drift toward the Lowcountry and Petey regions by early evening. And if you have outdoor plans, wind damage and frequent lightning will be the primary hazards to pay attention to.
Jeff says most of nature's fireworks are expected to end in time for the man-made kind after sunset, but that there still could be some lingering activity in the Lowcountry through 10 p.m. State-owned utility Santee Cooper has named a new chief executive officer to lead the company. Media reports Mark Bonzall, a retired public power utility executive from Arizona, will be hired to an 18-month contract next week. He replaces Jim Brogdon, who has served as interim CEO since October 2017. Moving on, more pain is still to come for one PD county a few days after averting a government shutdown. Williamsburg County Supervisor Tiffany Wright tells the Post and Courier whether employees will be laid off or forced to take time off without pay has not been decided, but they should expect a cut of some kind. County council members voted to keep spending levels at the same as the previous year, avoiding a shutdown but keeping the county in a deficit, according to Wright. Some council members dispute her claims, however, saying the news comes as a surprise as past audits found no problems. An audit of the county's finances of the fiscal year that ended in 2018 has not been submitted to the state. The growing city of Rock Hill is asking residents to cut back on water use. It's in preparation for a new water treatment facility. Scott Morgan has this report.
The city is hoping to reduce water use by about 5% over the next several months while it works on its filtration system. Some residents could see service affected by the construction, which is expected to last through summer. Summer is when water use is at its highest, but city officials say they're hoping residents will take it upon themselves to adopt some simple water conservation methods. Limit watering lawns to 2 days a week and not during peak sun or heat hours. Let the car stay a little dusty and leave the lawn a little long to trap in more moisture. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
Moving on, a pair of Midlands women have been sentenced after pleading guilty to Medicare fraud charges. The United States Attorney's Office announced Angela Keith and Ann Eldridge received sentences ranging from 6 months to 1 year behind bars. Both women were executives with the South Carolina Early Autism Project, which provided therapy for children and young adults diagnosed with the disorder. Prosecutors say the company overcharged Medicaid and TRICARE millions of dollars by inflating billing records and charging the government for services it did not provide to clients. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.